7 feet tall and 5 feet wide. He had a beautiful woman standing by his side. She could swing her axe just as hard as he could. She used to run and help him chop all the house wood. Who? The mighty diddly. Mighty Bo Diddley. The mighty lumberjack. He had steel in his arm, then he called it bone. He used muscles in his arm, then he called them stone. Somebody said something about his bride. You know this cat was born to die. Yeah. From a left hook and a whizzing right hand, sent this cat to his resting land. The mighty lumberjack cried. Timber, timber, oh, timber. Timber, timber, timber. Now Casey Jones didn't have nothing on him, driving himself a train of steel. Because the mighty lumberjack Bo Diddley had an axe. You know that thing never lied still. The lumberjack cried. Timber, timber, timber. Now the breeze from his axe shook the trees and leaves fell upon the ground. The same wind stirred up the clouds and snow appeared on down. Timber! The mighty lumberjack. Timber, they cry all day and all night. The mighty, mighty lumberjack. Now some people heard and felt this heavy wind and thought that the world would come to an end. Some of them cried. Some of them prayed again. Have no fear, that's Bo's axe sucking wind. The mighty Bo Diddley. The mighty lumberjack. Oh, timber, timber, timber. Timber. Now if you ever down in the lowlands and you suddenly feel a breeze, don't have no fear, don't run away, because I'm still chopping trees, hauling timber. I'll be hauling timber from now on, timber, a mighty lumberjack.